I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things. And we like to prioritize our self-care for ourselves. So, what did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, I bought this thing at Target. It's called like hair gloss.
What's
or that? Like a glaze or some shit. I don't remember. But basically it was like this like gloss treatment.
Is that so why your hair looks so healthy?
Oh my god, thank you.
I actually did wash it
today, so there's that. But yeah, and it's like you can get like a tiny thing of it, and it also has a tint. You can get clear, or you could do like a like whatever color you want. So I did like golden blonde because I've never really done like
your
a
hair
kind
of looks darker. Not like
look darker.
Yeah, maybe. Like when you open the door, because Keith like ran ahead of me to come in, and I was like,
"Help with anything?
It's fine. I got it."
I was like, "Where's Kim?"
I was like, "Oh, you're just."
And then I looked, and you're carrying all the shit. I was like, "Oh, she's just carrying everything." And he was like, "Yeah," and then like proceeded to pet the dog.
Like I was like, "Thank you. It's so great." Like as I'm running,
thank you for your help.
I'm so happy. I couldn't have been happier. I even made faces.
You
but
did,
your
yeah.
hair like looked dark, like, and then you kind of came to light, and I was like, it still looks darker.
I don't really know, but I think it's also just getting darker because I'm like old now, and also it's not summer.
You're
so
an old maid,
it like
know?
Yeah, like might as well just be dead.
Yep, you're done for.
I'm done for.
Stick a fork in her over, but it's just done.
Haven't even made it to 33.
It's overrated.
Yeah, so whatever. I did like a hair gloss thing and it made my hair really silky smooth.
It's good. It looked super good.
Thank you. Yeah. What did you do?
Yesterday, Keith and I, like separately because we were at work, we like met up with David and it was really nice to catch up.
David!
Who at one point said he'd sue me if I mentioned him on the podcast.
What a drama queen.
I know. But yeah, so we just, like, met up with him. And
where'd
it was,
you go?
We just went to Torchy's, like, nowhere crazy, but that's where
fucking
we used to go,
Torchy's.
Like, Tuesdays, and, like,
Tuesday,
now we go, like...
Torchy day.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday. But now we go, like, after work, because I only have a half hour.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It would take, like, 15 minutes to
and
get
also,
there.
Also, you don't want to be rushed.
No. And we get to drink,
margs.
Too, because it's after work, so...
Know. Always the
Hashtag margs.
Hashtag margs.
So...
Neat.
Wait, so
did you have a special marg?
I just, this is going to sound weird because it was like 5. I just felt like a Bloody Mary and I had like an evening Bloody Mary.
Do you? Self-care for
yeah,
yourself.
Gotta do what you gotta do for yourself. Self-caring. Self-carington Lee. So random like thing I wanted to add. Okay. So I wanted to do a story on Dobby Vanity. Do you know who that is?
Dobby, like, it's Dobby, like the sock guy.
No, that's Dobby. This is like Davy, but it's spelled like Dobby.
Oh, with a V.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
Dobby Vanity.
I said Dobby.
Okay, so it's this band called Blood on the Dance Floor. And this guy was like assaulting children.
Ew.
Yeah. And he like Chris Hansen had all these videos where he was like interviewing people. And I was like totally going to do a story because like I've been following this since like no joke probably like 2019
this
like
is
when
like,
it first emerged.
How old is this guy? Is he like old as fuck?
No, well
like
he
a
was.
Classic rock
it was
band
like a
23
year old like
oh.
with 14 year old and 15 year olds.
Sir,
like yeah, and he was really
tell
gross.
Me your dick is small.
Without telling
me your
dick
is small.
So anyway, so Chris Hansen, you need okay. Anyone who's listening, jump into this rabbit hole. I want to know what the fuck's going on. He changed his name. His, like, legal name is Jesus Torres. And I just...
getting no punishment at all?
I don't know.
Okay.
I, like, Googled it because I was like, I want to tell this story because this is one I've been following for a while. So I'm, like, invested in this. Well, but you need to... I'll send you videos. No, okay. You'll fall into a rabbit hole. You won't even, like, leave all day because you'll watch these videos.
Okay.
Keith went to his bachelor party. And I just stayed home and, like, ate pizza and, like, and then I recorded with you one night. But I, like watched research. All the interviews. Like, he does an interview with Jeffree Star and, like, Ash Costello. Like, a lot of people who, like, talk about these allegations and stuff. So, if anyone knows anything, what's going on, or, like, any more leads or any charges, I want to know what's going on.
Okay.
Because it's almost like it's been scrubbed from the internet. And I'm like, somebody has to know something.
Yeah, definitely.
So, if you know anything about it, please, like, send us a DM or like a Gmail message, and it's mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. I want to know what's going on because I'm so invested in this, and it's a really interesting rabbit hole to jump down. It's fucked up. It's like,
dude, that's like, I watched this Netflix documentary about what was the guy's name? It was
from The Lost Prophets.
No, it was some British talk show / radio host guy who, like, for years and years had allegations against him.
Don't know his name. Know exactly who you're talking about.
No one said anything about it. And then after he died...
it, like, all came out. And everyone's like, wow, that would have been really dope.
And I, like, literally took notes on it. And then I was like, I actually hate this story.
It's super fucked up. But he's, like, one of those punk people. Like, after we record, I might play you one of the songs. Like, and it wasn't, you know, like, we gave a lot of shit to Jared Leto, but, like, his music compared to, like, Blood on the Dance Floor is, like, good.
Oh,
I'll play you a song after we're done recording. But I just, like, if anyone knows anything that's going on, because he's changed his, like, stage name and everything,
and he's
because of his allegations, and he's getting away with it, and I'm just like, I don't know. So I know that was like a random like little announcement, but I'm like, I just want to know. And after you like watch this stuff, you'll be like, all right. So I also want to know, because it's and Chris Hansen's interviews are great, and like, you know, he like does the stuff with child predators, so who better to do that than him? So and it kind of relates to today's story.
Oh,
so
okay. Yeah. So what are you telling me about today?
Okay. Well, and also, our sources will just be put in the notes, but there's a podcast. It's called This Is Monsters, and the guy is awesome. Like, I've used him for a few other cases, but he's awesome. That's one of the sources I've used. Okay. Okay. So, Danae, I have a serious question. I need you to answer me as seriously as you can, okay?
Okay.
All right. Like, have you ever been seduced by a werewolf?
In my wildest dreams, I have.
Because I know you were Team Jacob.
Oh my god, how'd you know that?
We talked about it, and it's like still upsetting to me, and I'm not over it completely.
You would be Team Edward.
Yeah.
I mean, look at our spouses.
Yeah, duh.
We've got a type.
I mean, he has darker hair, so there's something different.
Where
but
have you been, loca?
But, yeah.
Oh my god, can I have a quick side note?
Yeah.
Okay, so last night my coworker went and saw Muse, and she sent me a video, and it was of the song that's in Twilight when they're like doing the baseball thing, you know?
With the leg kick up. All I think of is when I think of Twilight.
Every
baseball.
Time I hear that song, that's what I think of. And like, it sounded amazing. I was like, oh, I'm so jealous I'm not seeing Muse right now. But I literally sent like a gif of like that scene.
I wanted and to go like, to that concert. It was so
what
expensive.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And you're like,
you know the scene.
It was like Supermassive Black Hole.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Muse. I really wanted to go to that concert, but I'm like, do I want to pay $200 for not great seats? No, I don't. No. So
yeah. Okay. Anyways, sorry. Team Jacob, Team Edward, werewolves.
So have you been seduced by a werewolf?
You know, I really wish I could say that I was, but just like sadly. No.
I'm kind of disappointed in you. I'm going to be honest.
I'm sorry. This is on you.
Okay. So this is the story of Jasmine Richardson and Jeremy Stanky.
Sorry, his last name is Stanky?
It's like
a stanky leg?
It's spelled differently, but yeah. Stanky.
Okay. Mr. Stanky. All right, it's cool.
It's fitting because, like...
Because he's stanky.
I sent you the pictures. That's what I'm going to have you look
Wait,
at.
Wait, I don't have the text yet.
You didn't get it yet?
No. I'll
send it again because let's be real.
Yeah. Oh, wait, JK, I do.
Okay. Sorry. Don't look at it yet. I'll tell you when. Because you're going to be like, I need to see... It's one of those stories where you're going to be like, I need to see these people.
Okay.
Okay. So, on April 26, 2006, in Medicine Hat, Alberta?
Are you good?
I don't know.
Are you having a stroke?
I just, like, anyways, you know what I said. I said it. Canada. You know, I don't know what just happened. Like, my brain just was, like, malfunctioning. So, 6-year-old Gareth was excited to play with his bestie, 8-year-old Jacob Richardson. He went to their house and rang the doorbell, and nobody answered the door. And it was weird because it was, like, after church, and they should have been home by that time. And he also saw, like, the car in the driveway. But Gareth was a determined 6-year-old, and he really wanted to play with his bestie.
Aww.
They were supposed to have a sleepover the previous night, but they canceled because Gareth, and I say this luckily, Gareth got tickets to watch a hockey game. Okay. And in Canada,
yeah, hockey's
hockey
like,
is like the shit. So he did that instead, and thank God for hockey, I guess. So he walked around the house and eventually walked up to the basement windows and looked in, and he saw 2 bloodied bodies. So he did the right thing.
Poor little 6-year-old.
I know. So he ran back home and alerted his mom what he had seen, and she was kind of apprehensive because he would kind of just, like, exaggerate things and 6-year-olds say some wild things.
Some
and she's
shit,
like,
because like,
that
right.
doesn't happen, you know?
Yeah.
That never happens. So, but she went with him because she's like, obviously, he's like, it's probably a mannequin, you know, that kind of thing. And she looked in the window, saw the bodies, and immediately contacted authorities. And can you imagine at 6 years old seeing that?
Oh, my God.
And
that's
not,
terrifying.
But like, thank God he like went and was like, oh, this isn't right. Like, that's not something, I feel like that's a hard thing to teach. So good for him.
Little Gareth.
Yeah. So cops came over to see what was wrong. And in the basement, it was clear it was Mark and Deborah Richardson. And they were deceased and covered in blood. And upstairs they went and they found 8-year-old Jacob also deceased.
No.
Covered in blood.
Were they like shot or like?
We'll get to like what happened. It's just at that point, you know, I'm Tarantino-ing
like
this
so
shit.
Much blood that they don't even.
Yeah, that it's like
it's not obvious just from looking.
It is, but finding out the wounds and stuff isn't as easy. I mean, they find it, but anyways, so they found the son, and then they would look at photos and they noticed that there were 4 people in them. But there were only 3 bodies. Well, 12-year-old Jasmine was nowhere to be found.
Wait, is Jasmine the sister?
Yes, she's 12.
Okay, okay.
I just keep this in mind. She's 12.
Okay. Oh, God.
Yeah. So, just...
Twilight age.
Yes. So, obviously, Twilight. Doesn't come into play fully. So, anyways... but they were, like, immediately like, oh my God, she was probably kidnapped. And they immediately were on the lookout for her.
Yeah.
So, the first thing they did was they tried to find anyone who could have anything against the family. Because I think that's, like, the normal thing. You're,
you know, basic steps.
Who had anything to gain from this? Yeah. Who did they not get along with?
Like, what's the motive?
And it just seemed they were your common, run-of-the-mill, middle-class family.
Hmm.
And they didn't have any known enemies at that point.
Right.
So,
and like, who just has enemies, honestly? Like,
so after talking to family and people close to the family, it was just quickly established that Jasmine was kind of acting weird.
Uh-oh.
And there was something going on with Jasmine. She wasn't, like, her usual self, and, like, they were having issues with her. So she went from, oh my God, she's kidnapped, to the prime suspect.
Oh, shit.
She's 12.
So wait, like what? Like in school, she wasn't acting normal.
Just
or
in
like,
general.
Okay, people just were noticing, like the community and.
Yeah, she wasn't like her usual self, and the parents were having issues with her, and because like people were asking around, and they're like, "Yeah, they've been having issues with her. Like she's not listening to them, like acting out, all sorts of stuff." So she kind of turned into the prime suspect.
Oh shit!
which if there's no enemies and there's nothing to gain and she's missing, I mean, it's kind of, she's young, but.
But it's not like unfathomable.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfathomable.
But she was a super minor. So the media was only able to give any info. Well, I mean, like, you know the minors that are, yeah, like, 15, 16, they're, like, still minor, like, but you're, like, grow up and get a job. Yeah, so, but they referred to her as JR. Ooh, how mysterious mavens of her. So, I mean, this is Canada, too, and Canada's like, I'm sorry.
People are nice.
I'm sorry about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, everyone's really nice there. So this wasn't, like, a common thing. It wasn't, like, America where we're like, well, sounds about right.
Yeah.
But it seemed that this all had to do with a boy.
Uh-oh. A werewolf boy?
Maybe, Team maybe Jacob. Not. So we're rewinding back to 2005. This was, like, right now in 2006, like, around this time.
Okay.
So Jasmine was a good student. She was polite, but she was quiet. And she went to a Catholic school. But she just spent a lot of her free time with, like, family and trusted friends. And she just kind of had, like, a small friends group.
Okay.
So, you know, me. But, like, she probably had more friends. So she was raised to a good family, but like every preteen, she was starting to go through the rebellious phase a little.
Sure.
She had the super cool MySpace.
Well, that's what I was kind of thinking when you're like, she was like, you know, being rebellious and they're having trouble with her behavior. I'm like, yeah, well, she's 12. So
yeah. And that's like,
yeah,
when it like starts normal, but you know, her MySpace was full with like animated pictures, band logos.
You know.
And last, and certainly not least, the pictures.
Oh, yeah. The picture from above.
Probably with a duck face.
Absolutely a duck face.
We should take our pictures.
With heavy eyeliner.
Very much. Yeah, that was one thing they said, like, she traded in, like, smiling for eyeliner, which I'm like.
She traded in smiling for eyeliner.
You can smile and have eyeliner at the same time.
Who says that? That's such a weird thing to say.
I want us to take pictures and, like, put them where we're, like...
We need to, like, go to Hot Topic and be, like, take pictures with eyeliner and be, like, she traded in smiling
and we're, like, holding,
for eyeliner.
Like, the little, like, or, like, Zim little stuffed
animal. Invader Zim? Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, anyways,
the kids
did we
today
have
would
MySpace?
Never know.
Yeah, you guys, like, do dances on TikTok.
While we were...
I'm so grateful we did not have TikTok.
So hard.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Could you imagine how
I would,
fucking embarrassing that
my
would be?
Facebook statuses embarrass the shit out of me. I can't imagine where I'm talking.
Oh god.
I'd probably like use a voice or something.
Oh no.
I'm like, I wake up every morning and I'm like grateful for my family and that there wasn't a TikTok when I was in high school.
Seriously.
Or middle school.
Or middle school. Mostly yeah. Middle school.
You guys have it so hard. Anyways. I'm like, huh. So, in a short span of time, she traded in her sweet face for thick eyeliner. Sorry, it wasn't a smile for thick eyeliner. And her regular clothes for fishnets and ripped clothing.
Oh my gosh. What a goth.
She was.
What a
repeat
goth
after
girl.
Me, going through her emo stage, but she referred to herself as a goth girl. But I was like, yeah. I feel like that's more.
It was kind of interchangeable
yeah.
back then. Like,
I'm sure some of you would be like, actually, there's a big difference. We don't care.
I think, yeah, no.
You wore black and you were like.
The adults were like, she's a gothic.
And you skunk.
Like.
She did the gothics. You had the skunk hair, I'm sure,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
I'm
and those little
school.
Rubber bracelets, do you remember those?
Yeah.
That you just stack on your wrist.
And they're like, if you break it, you have to do that thing with a guy. And I was no.
No, I will not.
I'm
straight edge.
I'm not a whore. And it's like, now we're like, yeah, you be a whore. Do your thing.
Hoe it up.
We support you.
But not at 12.
No, at 12, like, just
too young.
Do your homework.
Yeah, just do your homework.
Pet your dog.
You can have a goth aesthetic if you want.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you.
Yeah.
Be polite. Do your homework.
Wear eyeliner.
Wear thick eyeliner. So, along with MySpace, she signed up for vampirefreaks.com.
That sounds sexual.
And her name was Runaway Devil.
Uh-oh.
She was 12.
That's
But
telling.
On these websites, you had to, like, She probably did, like, the minimum age you had to be, which was, like, 16.
It's like when you, like, go on a website, like, if you're going to go to, like, a bar or something, and you're, like, on Google, and you're like, oh, I want to look at the menu, because I like to look at the menu before.
It's like, are you 21?
Yeah, in your age. Like, who's gonna say no? You know?
Well, I wanted to look at it, but I am
alright. Well, I guess if it's the rules, like, what?
I'm 19. Exactly. Not today. Like, I guess in 2 years, I'll look. No, you're fine.
It was very easy to bypass that kind of shit.
But honestly, she like put that she was 16 or 15, like whatever the minimum age was, but she didn't look like she was 12. That's why I sent you the picture, because I want you to see.
Can I look at it now?
No. Not yet. Okay. Not yet, because we want to introduce the other person.
People.
Yes. Okay. But she did look older than 12, and she said she was nocturnal, awkward, Wiccan, and insane.
Okay, I like Wiccan.
Yeah, and awkward, that's
sure normal,
my life.
Yeah,
insane probably, but I don't want to admit it openly.
Yeah. And nocturnal,
I like, hell yeah. I mean,
I love staying up late.
I just it like makes me feel naughty now.
I'm like,
you're like, oh, it's 2 a.m.
on a school night.
I well yeah, at that age now I'm like, if I know what time it is, I won't look at the clock at a certain point, because I'll just immediately get mad.
Right.
Like, we've been having a good time, and I've, like, not you, just, like, in general, and I've looked at the clock, and I'm like, oh, it's 1? Well, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, right?
It's like, oh my god, calm down.
Guess I have to go to bed now.
Thanks, Kim. So, I said two out of four, girl. You do you. She was into blood.
That's just, like,
human anatomy.
Just, like,
kinky really shit. Blood.
Kinky shit. She didn't even know what that means.
Dark poetry.
Poetry.
And criminal psychology.
Okay, well, I like that stuff too. Maybe not the poetry, because that's cringe, but...
Dark poetry, I want to read it because it makes me laugh.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's embarrassing.
Really embarrassing. So she used social media. If you don't have an embarrassing dark poetry, send it our way. Oh, we'll be the judge of that. Like, if you have good dark poetry, like, I will take back my comment.
Yeah.
Just send it to us.
Like, I think there's a... I don't even know what makes it good. But you can tell when it's, like, good poetry and, like, bad poetry.
Dying with blood in my eyes to feel her kiss again. Like, shut the fuck up.
It's been done.
We've seen it. We all listened to Taking Back Sunday, right? Okay? You could slit my throat, and with my one last gasping breath, I'd apologize for bleeding on your shirt. Shut up. Love that band. I want
been
to
there,
see them
done play. That.
Yeah. So she used social media to connect with people that were like her, because she was so mysterious and under.
Her eyeliner was mysterious.
Yeah. What do her eyes look like?
Dude.
Couldn't tell you. There's eyeliner there.
Couldn't tell you.
So she talked to him. Okay. Can I just say that I have misspelled so many things in this, and it's upsetting me. She talked to men. What is it spelled? Jen. I don't know what's going on here, but...
As long as you know what you're trying to
say. I was in the spelling bee, for God's sakes. I didn't make it far. But me sixth grade would be so mad at this.
That just brought back this memory of, like, I think it was, like, sixth grade, and we had the spelling bee, and, like, my friend Joey made it to, like, the finals, and, like, they made you start out where they're like, okay, like, say your name and then spell your name. Like, introduce yourself or whatever. And he's like, hi, I'm Joey. J-E-O-Y. And we all, like, died laughing. We were like, no, it's J-O-E-Y.
Oh, God.
And he,
Joey.
Like, knew, but it was, like, he was nervous. It was really cute, but, like.
I was like, did he do that on purpose? Because that would
no,
be, like, the ultimate flex if he did that on purpose. You're like,
Joey.
Joey.
He knows how to spell his name.
G-O.
They were like, you're not out. That's a pass.
you're good on that. We're concerned. But I'm just like, God, I am misspelled. Not because I don't know how to spell. I think I fat fingered it, but God, it's upsetting me.
Well, you also finger type.
Yeah.
Which is, like, crazy to me.
I don't know. Yeah. Well,
but you're fast at it.
I know. Everyone's like, I hate the way you type, but actually it's fine because you're really fast at it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
I'm like, if it works, it works.
Yeah. You were like, what are you doing? And I'm like,
I know.
Typing,
I
like,
saw you. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
I get self-conscious about it, but I've learned to just accept
Sorry.
This is one of my things about
me. I didn't
me.
Mean to, like, point it out, but I was seriously, like, my jaw was agape. I was like, what are you doing?
But it, like, got done quickly.
It did.
I type faster than most people.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of interesting. Anyways. So she talked to men that were, like, increasingly older than her. Like, she started off people her age, and then she just moved up. And that's creepy because, keep in mind, she lied about her age, but it was still labeled that she was a minor.
She's still a fucking child.
Yeah, so it's not just, like, she, like, said she was 20, which she could pass for 20. Like, you'll see it. You'll see it. Yeah. She doesn't fucking look 12. Okay. Sorry. But she still said she was a minor online. Anyways.
Okay.
But she was becoming, like, withdrawn from her family and friends. She, like, wasn't hanging around her friends group. Aww. And she was just spending more time being online and stuff.
Just being emo.
I bet she was like, oh, these people get me. My friends don't. And she started dressing, like, more revealing.
Uh-oh.
And it was just, like, pissing off her parents at this point.
They were like, girl, put your titty away. Because she was just... It was a perfect opportunity.
That's the best one ever. Yeah, pretty much. And she was just getting in trouble more, and it just kind of went from 0 to 60. Like, it was a quick, like, turnaround where she was, like, suddenly bitchy.
Oh.
And they trusted her because she didn't give them reason not to, but, you know, they were just kind of, like, teenager concerned. Things. Yeah. Like,
how seriously do you take it, you know?
Yeah, you're like, they don't know anything. And I'm like, bitch, I don't know nothing. How the motherfuckers try to tell me nothing? Okay. Anyways, so in a twist of fate, they let her go to a punk rock show. It was not a thing they ever did. Yeah. And I'm like,
did she mosh?
I wanted to know.
Who did she see?
Oh my God, I have something funny about moshing later. I'll tell you. It has to do with this story. So
okay. Yeah.
I can't go too into the moshing talking about it now.
Okay.
So
fine.
Anyways, but you're going to enjoy it.
Okay.
So, in this punk rock show, and it didn't say who it was, but, like, doesn't matter. It's probably, like, someone we've never heard of. Anyways, but she met Jeremy Stanky. Boo Stanky. To this man. Boo, Jeremy Boo, Stanky. Boo,
you whore.
He was 23.
Sir.
So, when I was saying, like, this has to do with Twilight and, like, the Chris Hansen thing, he was 23, she was 12. He knew. It was 11-year age difference.
Wait, he knew that she was 12, or was she telling him she was
16? No, he knew she was 12.
Oh, sir. Because even if she's 16, that's fucked.
Like, now an 11-year age difference doesn't matter.
When you get to a certain point in life, it doesn't really matter.
Well, because it's, like, fully legal.
Yeah.
But, like...
But also, like, as adults, like...
Yeah, legal adults. Yeah. So... It was a lot.
Okay, what a creep ass.
I know, right?
And he was like, oh my God, you're so sexy. Ew, God. Fucking people.
So gross. So gross.
Like, what is your problem?
But they came from different backgrounds, too, so that was kind of interesting. Like, he lived in a small condo with his mom, who was an alcoholic, and he came from, like, a rough childhood where he was, like, abused. His mom just had a revolving door of men, and his dad, like, was super abusive and stuff like that. It just, like, he didn't have a good upbringing and just, you know, like, and a parent with who's alcoholic all, like, you know, and just that parent, like, they're not using their best judgment.
No.
And, you know, anyways. And she came from a much more stable background.
Yeah.
And she had, like, a parent and an annoying little brother, but, like, he was cute.
Yeah.
You know. Anyways, and he was by no shock to anyone. He was immature for 23, but he told Jasmine he was a 300-year-old werewolf.
No, he did not, sir.
With a taste for human blood.
It's like telling her a bedtime story, you fucking pedophile. She was like, oh my God, really? And he's like, yup.
And I'm sure she's like, Jesus makes Christ. Sense.
Makes sense. Show he's me your gone things.
Through, he's gone through Earth and time to meet my 12-year-old ass.
Well, that like, is so stupid.
Like, so gross.
Why would he say that? What? Like, what? At what point are you like...
See, I read this part and I was like, I'm doing this story this week.
Tell this child that I'm trying to seduce that I'm a werewolf.
And he...
Jesus Christ.
There's going to be stuff that's going to make you mad. He would wear a vial of blood around his neck. Was it animal blood? Was it human blood? Was it his own blood? Was it, like, was a it former like, lover's blood? Who's
was
to say?
It actually blood?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because, like...
It wasn't just, like, dye. And he was like,
it could have been.
It's blood, you guys.
But like when I researched it, they said it was blood. So okay. Who knows? Maybe they test it, maybe not.
What a weirdo. But,
yeah.
Like, why?
That's very Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton throwing it back to the 90s for you.
Yeah.
Do you remember they like would wear a vial of each other's blood?
Yeah. Didn't she like make out with her brother too?
Yeah.
That was weird.
Hey, Keith, do you want to wear each other's blood around our neck?
To prove our love for each other?
Yeah, to prove our love for each other.
Our undying love.
He shook his head no.
I think he needs yes.
He needs time. I think he needs time.
What you should do is tell him that you're a 300-year-old werewolf.
Did I tell you? I was a 300-year-old werewolf. He doesn't care. Anything? He's like looking at TikToks. He's like, shut up, Kim. Anyways. I think I'm going to give it time and I'm just going to buy it.
Yeah, no, just like plant the seed.
Yeah.
And then watch it grow.
What's he going to do? Throw it away? You can't. It's my blood.
It's blood.
I just sit there it's and like blood drip oath. It. Yeah, it's a blood oath. You're welcome.
Oh my God.
Well, so much I'd bleed for you. Anyways. Oh,
this guy's a mega douche.
But she was liked by him and it made her feel older.
Well, right. Because like when you're that age, like how badly did you want like older men to like give you the time of day? And thank God they fucking didn't, because like
I know this is gonna shock you, I didn't develop until I was like 30, and even then we're still working on that part. I don't know when it's gonna come in, like my curves and all. So I didn't have to deal with that, and she did, and that's something that really sucks, because like a lot of girls when they develop earlier, they are like more prone to getting, you know, like,
well, they get that
sexually abused and stuff by creepy guys, because guys are creepy. Not all guys, like, that's making a general statement, like, but there's a lot of creepy, and it's like, it's just not a good situation.
No.
So made her feel older, and it wasn't gonna be allowed by mom or dad, obviously.
Right, which makes it even more sexy.
Imagine being 12. Yeah, exactly. And it makes it more exciting. I put, which was extra fun. So they would talk through vampire freaks and email, and his screen name was Soul Eater because he's edgy as fuck. And he had a lot of the same interests as Jasmine, but like one of his interests that he like ran with was like self-mutilation and like razor blades. Yeah.
No.
So
don't do that.
Who knows if he did it? It was just like listed as his interest on vampire
freaks. But remember
freaks.
When that used to be like kind of like an edgy thing?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, especially around this time, like 2006.
I remember.
Everyone was like cutting themselves and it was like, it was cool. It relieved my pain. And I feel like there were some people who legitimately like
did it because they like.
Because they kind of like needed some kind of outlet.
Yeah, but then there were people who would like posers. Cut the like. Surface of their skin. It was weird.
And
it
like
was
put so a band-aid weird. On and be like, oh my God, I cut myself. And it's like, no, you like relax.
I just remember like I had a friend and he was talking about like how people would have like Hello Kitty addresses, and he's like, yeah, you know, people like with razorblade at hellokitty.com and stuff like that. So when I was reading this, I was like, it just made me think of like that joke and stuff.
It feels like that whole time frame.
So the good thing was that, like, none of their friends supported this relationship. Her friends thought it was creepy. His friends thought it was creepy.
Okay, good.
Which you think would help, right?
Which maybe also makes it even more sexy, too. Where you're like, no one wants us to be together, but you're a werewolf.
You're my Romeo and I'm your Juliet.
Yeah, like, let's wear blood around each other's necks.
Yeah, it was...
Yeah.
It was a lot. But you would think, like, maybe the friends might... push it away
a little bit.
Yeah. It didn't. So her parents started to monitor what she was doing because they were concerned, and bingo bango, they found out she was talking to way older people, which is extremely concerning.
Yeah.
Especially when she's withdrawing from family and friends.
Right.
And they made her come clean about her 23-year-old boyfriend. She was grounded, and they sent her to family counseling so she could see the light that nothing good could come from this. And after a few sessions, they noticed a good change in her, and they noticed her being, like, normal, and she promised she was, like, over it. She's like, I'm done talking to older people. I get it. It's not okay.
It's not safe.
And they gave her back her computer, because they took it away for a little bit.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
So the night that the murders took place, she and Jeremy were spotted at a house party, and she seemed so happy and bubbly. they were bragging about what had taken place earlier that night, and Jeremy was telling people he had gutted her parents like fish.
Oh, oh my God.
And, like, everyone was like, that's a fucked up joke. Why would you make that joke?
Yeah, like, that's not
'cause that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But police were contacted about their weird behavior. And later that day, people found out that it was true.
Oh, my God. That's
terrifying. And police searched her locker. And there was, like, a stick figure drawing of a girl lighting her house on fire with the family inside. And it became a manhunt. And police released pictures of them, just of her and stuff.
Okay.
And they were spotted 80 miles away. And when police got there, they were kissing and cuddling in the bed of a truck under a blanket. And she had no pants on.
Sir.
So it just went from her being better to suddenly massacre.
Yeah, what?
Because do you notice? I'm like, she was doing better. Night of the murders. Like, it.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Well, he clearly has a lot of sway over her.
Yeah, but you'll see what he says about it. So the autopsies of the family were available. Deborah was the first one murdered because she was the one who answered the door. But it's also said that Jasmine let him in and it was in the basement. It was kind of confusing, but either way, she opened the door and he was suddenly there. And he was wearing a bandana and, like, fishnet arm things.
Oh, no. I remember those.
Yeah. And, you know, because, like, it was 2006.
Yeah.
And she was stabbed 12 times.
Whoa.
And the final blow went through her fucking heart.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And, so, Mark, basically, I'm not sure if he came in while he was, like, killing Deborah or, like, right after he had done it. But Mark, her dad, he was found with 25 stab wounds, 9 of which were in his back.
Jeez.
And he grabbed a screwdriver because that was the closest thing to him.
Ugh.
And he tried to fight it. And for some reason, Jeremy, like, overpowered him. Yeah. And unfortunately, he lost. But, like, the police were like, damn, this guy put up a fight.
Yeah. I bet.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy that, like, because I'm sure the mom was fighting too. So, like,
yeah,
this dude's, like, amped.
I think he had the ability to surprise the mom. So I think maybe she wasn't fighting as much as she wanted to. Because, like, you can stab somebody quickly.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, but, like, luckily, Mark really did put up a fight. But unfortunately,
he was
stabbed. And, this part makes me happy. He did put his thumbs in Jeremy's eyes and tried to pluck it. Well, he wasn't able to do it.
He didn't do it, but still.
But, like, yes. And he did. Yeah, well, he gave him black eyes, so. But, yeah, he bled to death, essentially. And Jacob was murdered last. I'm not going to get too much into it because I don't want to. But it was his throat was slit.
Oh, my God.
And it was bad. And I know we don't like to get into it, but there's a reason why I kind of have to tell you that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to talk too much about it because it's not cool. He was 8.
Yeah, like that's horrible.
Like a little baby child. So by no shock, when the cops found them and separated them, they had different stories.
Of course they did.
Jasmine said she was deeply upset by the deaths, but was scared of Jeremy, but still so in love with him. And her parents shouldn't have kept them apart.
Oh, my God.
She said she came home to the murders and wasn't even there.
Sure.
But he told her he did it. And she was told she had to cover for him. Mm. And Jeremy's story, very different. But his seemed more truthful. So the dum-dum told his story to an undercover cop posing as a prisoner. Like, he didn't even really have to, like, talk to them. He was, like, bragging about it to a cop who was like, I'm going to be your roommate in prison, you know? So he just kind of, like, bragged about what he did. And it was because they took her computer away and she was told she couldn't see him anymore. And that just enraged both of them. But he also just told about, like, gutting the parents and everything, which is so disgusting.
Yeah.
But he said he didn't kill Jacob. She did. And he said he would have. But she was like, no, I need to take care of this.
No.
So Jasmine was asked about Jacob, uh-huh. her younger brother, and her story changed again. She didn't want him to die initially, but decided he was better off dead
what?
Because he's very weak and he wouldn't survive as an orphan.
What? Oh my God.
Yeah.
So
she's like, I couldn't leave him alive. He's just not strong enough to be an orphan.
What? That's, oh my God.
So both of them made references to like what they had talked about on Vampire Freaks, and the messages were just gross. Like he'd be like, honey bunny, I dream of you. Like the joke I was making earlier about like he did that stuff all the time.
No.
But basically she was like, you need to kill my parents and everything. And he's like, oh, I want to kill people with you. And just weird shit like that.
What the fuck?
Then when she got her computer taken away, he would, like, send her annoyed messages. Not, like, at her, but, like, annoyed that, like, the parents were keeping them apart and they were meant to be together forever.
Yeah, like, blaming it on them.
Yeah, and, like, that's what happened. Basically, she got her computer back, they planned it out, and just went through with it.
Oh, my gosh.
So she was, like...
So she was, like, pretending to be better?
Yeah.
Well, crazy. I mean, she's... I don't know.
And she wasn't, like, quiet about her intention to kill her parents. She would tell everyone that would talk to her about how she wanted her parents dead.
Oh.
And she even, like, went to a guidance counselor, like, I want to be in foster care. And the guidance counselor was like, nah, you're good. Like, not knowing what was going to happen.
Well, yeah, like, she's being a dramatic teenager. You're not thinking she's literally going to kill her parents.
So at her trial, a lot of her friends were like, yeah, she talked about killing her parents all the time. We all thought it was a sick joke. We didn't know she was serious. And they're 12. Do you want to look at the picture of both of them?
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just so you can kind of, because I think it's kind of helpful.
Let me see what they look
like. He's not hot.
He's not hot.
So
it's like loading. Right, come on.
Come on, little guy.
You can do it.
So anyways, while you're doing that, both of them were charged with 3 counts of murder, and they never showed any remorse for these murders. And they also referenced themselves as legends and immortal because, you know, like a 300-year-old werewolf.
They literally thought
but they would
they
write
were
each
mortal?
Other in jail. And here's the deal. So this cop was like trying to play the cool guy so he could find out more information about Jasmine. So he'd be like, I'm going to exchange letters between you and Jeremy, which he did, but he did it like the cops were like, you can't do that. And he's like, well, we're going to find out more information. And they did. And he would send like, they would send each other like disgusting and like sweet. And then Jeremy's like, will you marry me? And she's like, yes, I'll marry you.
Oh no.
But
wait, can you send it again? It's like not opening. Sorry.
Here, I'm gonna just show
just
it
show
to you
me on your phone.
Because I use my phone for notes too. So,
ew.
Okay, so what does he look like?
He looks like
he's Chad. Not hot.
He looks like emo Chad Michael Murray, but like uglier.
Like good value Chad Michael Murphy with like eyeliner.
With eyeliner.
Does she look 12 to you?
She does not look 12 at all.
She looks like she's like
I would have guessed like. 25.
Really? I wouldn't have guessed 25, but you would say like
maybe just from how grainy it is, but she definitely looks like she's in her 20s.
Yeah. So, and we'll obviously post pictures of that. But yeah, she does not look 12, but
no.
It doesn't excuse it, but like I was like, I mean, I get it a little bit like why she was getting away with like talking to older men.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But yeah. So essentially, they were just exchanging notes, and he was like, will you marry me? And she's like, yes. And,
how are they gonna marry?
Yeah.
Like, just via letter? Like, what?
It's okay. A lot. So, he was obsessed with the movie Natural Born Killers.
Oh, God.
Did you ever see that movie? It was about, oh my gosh, Julietta Lewis and,
yeah. That one guy with the face. The guy
from...
Woody Harrelson?
Yes, Woody Harrelson.
Yes.
It's disgusting. That movie makes me sick to my stomach, and I like horror movies and stuff, but that one's just like...
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's... You're not... It's not a, like, oh, wow, that was a movie. Yeah. Like, it'll make you feel sick to your stomach.
I've definitely heard of it.
Well, you know, like, we watched the same movies. It made me feel sick. It was gross. It was too much. Is that a
Quentin Tarantino one?
Probably. I could see it being a Quentin Tarantino, but I don't know.
Okay.
But it's just, it's too over the top, but he was like, it's the greatest love story, two people that kill together. And it's like...
Oh, my God.
Oh, the romance.
Like, that's so stupid.
So stupid. And it was just kind of, like, unclear what happened because Jasmine said Jeremy killed her brother, and he said she was the one, and he was just killed, throat slashed. But it was just kind of, like, it's believed that she did it, but, like,
yeah, so they still... never really confirmed if...
If it was her or him, but okay. They think it was her, and he definitely killed the parents. I mean, he admitted to it.
Yeah.
So Jasmine's trial was June of 2007. She pleaded not guilty and claimed that she was not in the right frame of mind when this was happening. She was facing the charge of 3 murder counts, and she claimed that it was Jeremy that did it, and she didn't actually want to do it. She thought the death of her family would bring the two of them closer together. Because then she'll have no one.
Dude.
So.
Wow.
She was found to be guilty and only had to serve 10 years in jail because anyone under the age of 14 in Canada cannot be in jail for more than 10 years.
Oh.
And they were really super focused on, like, rehabilitating her because she was only 12.
Well, she's clearly having some fucking issues if she's, like, thinking that she needs to murder her family to be with her boyfriend. Like,
yeah.
That's not logical thinking.
But she got conditional community supervision. She decided to take college classes. Basically, she just gets to live her life. And I'll get more into that. So, Jeremy had a big following of girls. And, like, he was writing letters to Jasmine, yeah, but he was also writing letters to other girls in prison.
What a douche.
And people were moshing for Jeremy.
Moshing for Jeremy?
Mm-hmm. They would mosh in his honor. Like a
memorial mosh?
Uh-huh. What
the fuck?
Because he's innocent. Mosh for innocence. I don't know why people mosh.
In what way is he innocent? Y'all.
If I knew, I would tell you, but I have...
They're like, he's innocent, bro. Like, he's literally not.
Mosh for his hope. He, it's like...
He said that he did it. Like, he admitted it.
But they're like, justice for Jeremy. What
innocent...
Okay, it's like children on MySpace and stuff.
So dumb.
So, in 2008, Jeremy, on the other hand, was charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder, and they wanted him to be reduced to manslaughter because he was under the influence of drugs.
What drugs?
And when I was like, oh, it's going to get worse.
Blood drugs?
They also claimed that 23-year-old man was seduced by his 12-year-old female girlfriend.
No. Children don't seduce adults.
Yeah, that's why I'm like... That's why, like, when you would say that, I'm like...
This is just the dumbest shit I've ever fucking heard. A 12-year-old seduce me. You are 23, sir. You are old enough to understand that she is a child. She is a minor.
She can't consent to stuff. She does
not seduce you. You manipulate her.
You sick piece of shit.
Seriously, no. That is not... How is that even an argument?
I mean, you'll find out it didn't go well for him, but it didn't go that bad. Anyways, so he tried to see if friends would kill her parents so she wouldn't break up with him. He also claimed no fault in her brother's death. And that night, he didn't plan on killing the family. Just Deborah surprised him and he had no choice.
To stab her?
He was emotionless.
Didn't you, like, knock on the door?
Yeah.
She surprised you?
It what isn't really, it's about? Not clear if he was already in the house or if he, I don't know.
But either way, like, if he's in the
you
house.
You went to the house to kill people.
Where her
you
were making out live. With your
girlfriend at a party afterwards.
What the fuck?
Anyways, so through the trial, he was, like, emotionless, just sitting there. Until his mother, because he only had one person take the stand to defend him.
And of course, it's his stupid mom.
And his mom was the one that did it. And like, she was like, he was abused and everything. It wasn't his fault. And that's the only time he showed any emotion. He was crying just because his mom was talking.
People get abused all the time. And you know what they do? They, like, heal and they become better people. And
yeah,
they don't
because
just
of
kill
the
people
hardships they faced
and like manipulate 12-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly. So he was found guilty of 3 murders and got 3 life sentences in jail, but can apply for parole after 25 years. What? So, these sentences make no fucking sense. You got 3 life sentences, but you can apply for parole after 25 years, which makes no fucking sense.
Okay, Canada.
So, it's going to be 2033 when he can apply for parole. And he changed his name to Jackson May.
Jackson May? What's he, a country singer?
Probably.
What?
So,
is it Jackson with an X?
I didn't look into it, but I spelled it with a CK in my notes. So I'm like, oh, God, probably. So Jasmine was released in 2016, and her record was expunged, meaning she can get government jobs and stuff like that. She could be a preschool teacher. That's scary.
That is scary, although I can kind of see, like, she was 12.
She was 12, but it's
her
just...
Her brain isn't fully developed.
But it's just so concerning. Like, I still think she needs to, like...
I think they should probably keep up with, like, checking in on her and making sure her mental health is good. But, like, to be manipulated by someone older like that and when you're like, I'm in love and, like, all this weird shit and he's a werewolf for some reason. Like, there's a lot going on there.
You're suddenly a werewolf
for a 12-year-old to, like, sort through.
But anyways, she got out of jail in 2016. She lives hidden. And her name can't be published in Canada, but we can say it in the United States. Huh? Jasmine Richardson. Mwah.
Child murderer.
Child murderer. Literally. She was a child murderer and she murdered a child. So, you know. Yeah. And she never showed any remorse, nor did she ever apologize for the deaths of her family members.
Ooh.
I know she's 12, but she's still a monster. And so is
he. Well, and the fact that she's, like, not, like... showing any emotion towards it creeps me out so much.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, I don't know, maybe if it was, like, an impulsive, like, you did it, and then afterwards you're like, oh my God,
and they tried to claim that, but hello, their messages on vampirefreaks.com.
Vampirefreaks.
Also, I kind of want to see if that's still a website.
I kind of do, too.
We should join it.
Okay.
And then we'll talk to, like, older men.
Ew.
Totally kidding.
Gross.
But, yeah, that's the story.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's crazy. But...
So he never turned into a werewolf under the full moon?
No, I'm sure he does. He just was, like, really quiet about it.
Yeah. He just, like, never shredded his shirt and just, like...
Yeah.
Woke up in a ditch. You know.
His name is Taylor Lautner.
Werewolf things.
Yeah, hashtag werewolf things. But yeah, like that one.
Wow.
I didn't know the story. Like, I probably wouldn't have done it if I knew, like, about the little brother, but I had gotten really into
it.
But the 300-year-old vampire, I was like, I will cover this one.
Yeah,
don't mind me. But.
Like, how do you say that with a straight face, you know?
I am a 300-year-old werewolf.
Good job. You did it.
And I would love to drink your blood.
I would love for you to be my child bride.
And kill people.
Like, what?
Will you be my child bride, Danae?
Okay.
You said it so nicely.
I do like werewolves.
I like dogs. Does that help?
Does that count?
But, yeah, if you want to, we're going to, like, post pictures of things for this, and it's going to be on our Instagram at MysteriousMavensPod, just on Instagram.
You can also send us your stories if you or someone you know is a 300-year-old werewolf. We would like to know about it.
Send or if you know the stuff about Davy Vanity, please, for the love of God.
Too. Email us.
Yeah, email us.
MysteriousMavensPod.
Check out
at
our
gmail.com.
Website, MysteriousMavensPod.com.
Give us a follow.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Shout our name out when you are doing your shows.
Self-care
for yourself. Take care of yourselves, please.
Yeah.
And we look forward to doing more episodes. I don't know why I almost started yelling. Weird. All right. Bye.
Okay, bye. You're like, and anyways.
I was like, why was it going up?